Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Lyle and Eric Menendez, the thought that existed for a little while this year, maybe they'll be out by Thanksgiving. That clearly did not happen, and Christmas is not in the cards as well. In fact, we're going all the way to January 30th and 31st for the resentencing hearing that is going to be taking place out in Los Angeles. New district attorney coming in, Nathan Hotchman, wants to review the case. The previous outgoing AG said, yep, we think this should be ready for him to go or ready for them to go. But now they're going to take a little bit longer look at this. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We always knew there was going to be some hoops to jump through on this. But psychologically speaking, for these brothers, after all they've gone through, you think they're stressed out about this? Or is this just kind of another, you know, bump in the road for a life that's already been been a nightmare?
Yeah, yeah. My guess is after, what, 30, 35 years, that they've probably developed quite a capacity for rolling with it at this point. They may not have had their hopes real high, but I think the rest of us are eager to kind of move on with it and have them because they have spent a lot of time.
Yeah, I would guess that they've developed some coping skills over the years.
Coping skills for
on,
it, yeah.
On how to deal with all of this. But let's talk about the case itself and why, in fact, they are up here for parole after all these years. The Innocence Project taking on their case, helping to push that forward. When we look at the details of this, going all the way back to the allegations of abuse from Jose Menendez, and of course, now we also have the accusations from the Menudo member, Roy Rosillo. It's pretty safe to say that Jose was not a great dad, from what we can understand. And that's putting it probably lightly, probably more like a serial abuser, if we were to guess on this. It's interesting because we're talking like 30 years ago, not ancient history. Mm-hmm. Why do we have such a different view on this now? Why, when we look at this and we shine the flashlight on it, it looks like a totally different case today than it did back then. And yet most of the facts are still pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a young therapist at the time, and I was actually working with women at a sexual assault crisis center back in the 90s. And we just didn't see a lot of young men or boys coming forward and talking about molest, although we certainly now understand, looking at all the data, that it was happening, but it was kept secret. It was hidden. And, you know, we were serving, occasionally we'd get a male client, but it was almost always female clients. And I think since then, society has just progressed a lot with being able to understand that abuse doesn't just happen to females. It happens to males too. And when it gets into sexual abuse, there has always, I think, historically been a lot more. The revelations from the Catholic Church and abuse by priests. And, you know, there's just been a huge shift since then with people coming out and talking about it, which is wonderful that we can acknowledge the truth now.
Why was it like that? Why were we so afraid to talk about it with men? And obviously, I get, you know, if you're an adult and all that, you're a male, you don't want to talk. Nobody wants to talk about this, no matter what, male or female. Yeah. But obviously, it happens. But were boys just being ignored? Pretty much was it one of those things? I'm trying to understand this. If you came to an adult and you were a child in that time period, were boys dismissed more than women on this of, it's just this or that, always coming up with some sort of an excuse? I guess, why were they not taken seriously? Was it because there was just so many adult males who would then also have to maybe face the reality of what they went through as well, and that kind of reckoning if they accepted it over there with the newer generation, they'd have to reckon it with their own generation. Is that part of what was going on?
It sure could be. The other thing that comes to mind, speculating, is that there was an added layer of shame around homosexuality, mm-hmm. which is, of course, now much more embraced to see yeah. gay weddings and you know, people are yeah. very open about their sexual preferences. It's not judged. But boys are most often molested by adult males yeah. most of the time. Females are most often molested by males. And so I think when you added that layer in of it was, you know, the same sex molestation, that there was an added layer of shame about it where people just didn't want to acknowledge it, that it even happened. They didn't want to talk about it. And even with boys and girls, I know in my family history, there was a lot of sexual molestation of grandmother and aunts and things like that. And it was still very much swept under the rug and not talked about. You know, it was just, well, avoid Uncle Bill or, you know, whatever. But it wasn't ever reported. It wasn't, you know, criminalized. And it just seems like over time, we've become much more aware of things that adults can do to children that deserve consequences that are horrible.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.